This is Dr. Eric Topol, editor-in-chief of Medscape, commenting today on another exciting area in medicine that involves genomics, and that's prenatal genomic screening. So I recently had some firsthand experience with this because I have a daughter who's expecting, and she went ahead and had one of these tests. There are four of them now available. In the first trimester, it could have actually been done anywhere 8 to 10 weeks in the first trimester, to have chromosomal aberration screening. And that's not just getting the gender, of course, but this is to screen for trisomy 13, 18, and 21. And so this is really pretty darn remarkable that there's four simple blood tests capitalizing on the cell-free DNA from the fetus in that one tube of maternal blood, from which not only can we get the chromosomal aberrations and whether it's XX or XY, but also we could do a whole lot more in terms of sequencing the fetal genome. So this is a really exciting time because up until now, we have completely relied on amniocentesis and chorionic villus sampling, which carry a significant risk, although low, and of course expense and all sorts of trepidation and anxiety. To be able to do this from a tube of blood non-invasively with accuracy as good as amniocentesis is pretty darn remarkable. So the question I really wanted to bring up beyond the fact that this is extraordinary and it's one of the biggest impacts that genomics has had already in medical practice today is where do we draw the line? Now that we can sequence a fetal genome, when are we going to start doing some of that? Not just screening for these big chromosomal aberrations of trisomies and aneuploidy. So this is something that is going to engender perhaps the biggest bioethical issues of the future, is what do we say is the appropriate finding from sequencing, whether it's an exome of the fetus or whole genome, that constitutes criteria for termination, early termination of pregnancy. So watch out for that because that's coming. It's eminently doable today and it's scalable as we go forward just from a single tube of maternal blood. So I think it's amazing. I certainly have, from the firsthand experience, I could see how much impact it has on the parent as well as the grandparent, and more to come. So thanks very much for your attention.